Track 9 Sports. And this week you've got Phil doing the sports because Brian is not too well. West Midland League, Tividale are looking for more game time. Top of the table Tividale have been forced to find some friendly fixtures in a bid to keep their title charge on track. The runaway leaders only have 9 league games remaining, with just 2 of them scheduled for February. In an effort to keep his squad sharp, TV boss Dave King has lined up games against Midland Premier sides Sporting Khalsa and Stourport Swifts. TV looks set to visit Swifts this Saturday. Dudley Town have reinforced their recent improvement formed by signing for former Hensford Town and Sporting Khalsa player Matt Martin from local rivals Black Country Rangers. The Robins have also been boosted behind the scenes, with Colin Debney joining the board of directors. Debney brings a wealth of business and football experience to the Robins. Dudley Sports have been handed a huge slice of luck after being reinstated back into the Birmingham County Floodlit Cup. Sports will replace Wensfield in the competition after the Amos Lane side was found to have fielded an unregistered player in an earlier round. Fortunate Sports will attempt to make the most of this second chance when they travel to face Midland League's one side, Atherstone Town, in the semi-finals on February the 27th. Cradley Town can include 18-year Blues Academy and under-23 player Lewis Landers in the lineup throughout February. The teenager has arrived at Beaches View Avenue on a month's work experience deal. Lander could feature for Cradley Town this Saturday when they visit third place Wolves Casuals. Dudley Town entertain Bewdley Town this Saturday, while Dudley Sports have a real relegation scrap on their hands when they travel to rock bottom side Pegasus Juniors. Black Country Rangers will be looking to improve on sixth place when they visit next to bottom side Pershore Town. Dudley King Swinford looking to cut the gap to promotion rivals. Dudley King Swinford will return to Midlands 1 West action this Saturday, looking to cut the gap on their promotion rivals. Fourth place DK will travel to second from bottom side Longton on the same weekend that second place Newbold hosts the third place Whitchurch. The fixtures hand Neil Shillingford's men the opportunity to make ground on those above them should they get their job done in the Potteries. The director of rugby at Heathbrook said, looking at the fixtures and how the permutation are going forwards, it means that the door is still open for us. Yes, we're dependent on other people to do things for us, but we're still in with a chance if it works out, especially with Newbold still to come to us. We will concentrate on ourselves, but it's still an important week because of Whitchurch and Newbold playing each other. You'd probably want Whitchurch to win, but without the bonus point. Those bonus points are going to be vital, and that's what we'll be chancing at Longton this weekend. Longton have improved since we played them earlier in the season, so we'll have to make sure we don't take our eye off the ball. Where they can play, it can be tricky if the wind and rain gets up. We didn't train last week because of the freezing conditions, but we should be able to get 2 good sessions in this week and we'll be ready to go. DK will host Malvern a week later, which falls on the same weekend that leaders Bromsgrove host Newbold. Shillingford has no new injury concerns ahead of Saturday. Only Aaron Hudson remained sidelined after suffering from concussion. Top sides all win in the Starbridge Snooker League. There is no change at the top of the Starbridge Snooker League Premier Division, with the first 4 teams all recording comfortable 4-1 victories. Townsend Social still lead Pockets SC A team by 5 points after beating Brandhall Labour, with Carl Ashmore extending his record to 13 wins from 15 frames. Paul Caldera earned a consolation point for Brandhall with a good win against Jamie Spence. Pockets SC A team beat their B team convincingly, the closest frame being won by Tom Pepperall, who was taken to the pink by Gareth Ward. Earlier, Jamie Shook had again potted really well against Wayne Dobson to take a single frame for the B team. Although Steve Mason, with a break of 40, gave Norton A a good start at Hotshots SC, the third place team responded well through Callum Downing, who had a break of 63. Balsembi, a 45, and Darwin Conier and Mark Sutton, who narrowly inflicted only the third defeat on Andy Smith. Hotshots, the defending champions, are 11 points behind the leaders with 5 games remaining, and 2 points ahead of Bagridge Social A, who came from Norton Social B with a 4-1 win. Jason Hickman had a break of 40, Elliot Bastable a couple of 30-plus breaks, although Tony Brown stepped in to take something from the match for the house by beating Maria Catalano. West Midlands Police, champions in 2016 and 2017, have struggled for form all the season, but finally produced their best collective display by taking all 5 frames at home to St John's Social. Such was their dominance that only 1 frame, Mark Sheehan's, against Nick Carson, went to the colours. The result lifted them clear of the relegation zone, where Pockets B, Norton B and Starbridge Institute A team, whose match at Amblecote Institute A was postponed, are separated by just 2 points. First division report. The joint leaders both won 4-1 and remained 2 points clear of the field with 8 matches remaining. Bearwood Cons beat the bottom team Wamben at home, with Paul Gibson recording a break of 38. Although Dave Flavel hit back for the visitors, who had won their last 2 league matches. The other joint leaders, King Swinford Cons C, had a more eventful match but ran out with the same 4-1 scoreline at home against Kinver Constitutional B. Les Cross gave the visitors hope by handing Wayne Whitmore only his 3rd defeat. But Sam Porter's black against Adam Sprague, who had cleared to the pink for 34, levelled the scores. Lee Bennett recovered from 31 adrift of Marcus Hoynes with only 27 on, doubling the black to win, and Adam Coley and John Cartwright, with a little less drama, secured the other frames to keep their team level with Bearwood.